Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioners, you have a very well-written report. There's sections in there from the wildlife enforcement and fisheries programs. Rather than rehash that written report in the interest of time, I'll just let you read the report. How about that? The only thing I will mention is thank you all for showing today. And we did have our first listening session in our Washington Wild Future effort to get out and listen to constituents in Yakima the other day. It was well attended. I joked a little bit. We had about four times more public than department people. That's always a good sign. You've probably all been to department meetings when there was more of us than you. And so anyway, we were happy with that. We heard and listened to a lot of great suggestions. We're going to be back here on September 30th out at Spokane Valley. And I hope that you all can show and encourage your friends and other sportsmen and wildlife watchers to show up and talk to us as individually and as a whole to learn more what you'd like to see the department look like in 5 to 10 years. We also have four other listening sessions scheduled around the state, and we may add some. But we're in an 18-month, or well, not 18 now, about a 14-more-month effort to get around and listen to people and try to get your input. And this is an effort to do a better job to reach out to our public. So with that, I think we'll conclude the director's report, and we can move forward.
Thank you, Director. That the report is well done. So it's laid out very specifically. So moving on then to item number four. Nate, I'll turn it over to you.
PhD.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Director Unsworth. My name is Nate Pamplin. I'm the Assistant Director for the Wildlife Program. There was just a couple items from the Director's report that have happened since we put that document together that I wanted to make you aware of. Just on the wolf front, two items. One is that we had two captures this week in the Huckleberry South Pack. We caught two female wolves in that area. Of course, affixed GPS collars on both animals, as well as the Whitman County prosecutor ended up working with the individual that allegedly poached a wolf last fall, ended up essentially dismissing the case. The individual was assessed administrative fees of $100, and as long as the individual does not violate Fish and Wildlife Code violations here for the next 6 months, then the issue will be resolved. So those were just two additional wolf items that I wanted to make you aware of that I thought were important. The other item, more here specifically in Region 1, is we have some observations of hemorrhagic disease in white-tailed deer. Oftentimes, this is epizootic hemorrhagic disease or blue tongue, very similar behave viruses that you can really only discern them by doing lab analyses. So oftentimes, it's just called hemorrhagic disease, combining both viruses. This is a common virus that's transmitted by biting gnats, often occurs at water sources where deer congregate. And so typically this is something that's observed in late summer and early fall. Certainly it can be further amplified with drought conditions, which of course we're experiencing right now. So the more recent observations have been more numerous and widespread than normal. We've been observing animals with this virus in Spokane, Lincoln counties, Whitman County, Stevens County, as well as down in the Blues. The incubation period is usually 5 to 10 days. An animal, the virus can hit animals in different ways. In some cases, it can be very virulent and kill an animal in a couple days. Other times, an animal might be emaciated and take much longer for it to succumb. The symptoms are generally the animals are lethargic, lameness, unresponsive to humans, and ultimately swollen tongue and excessive salivation. They'll have run a high fever and congregate at water sources. Because it can occur very quickly, oftentimes animals die what look like in very good body condition. You know, it's coming out end of summer, kind of best time of year in terms of summer forage, and yet succumb to this disease. We urge people to contact us if they are observing animals with this behavior. This disease is not transmitted to humans. We, of course, encourage hunters or discourage hunters not to shoot animals that are obviously sick. So with that, if there's any questions on either of those items, I'll jump to the fire update.